hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul,
Yahweh, everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great message, got a great blessing to share with you here. Before we get started in tonight's message, we're talking about the message of the created universe. How did we get there? How was the universe created? Who done it? Were we there with him? Where were we when the heavens and earth were created? Who was the sons of God that shouted for joy? Oh my, how great thou art. It's a wonderful song. I used to listen to Elvis Presley sing that song, and you know, he was had a beautiful voice. I believe his heart was seeking the Father, but he never could find him. The world caught him. Here's Alan Jackson and the world, but these are great musicians. They have talent, they bury it in the world. That's about the only way they can make a living. Church people will not support truth, and they could care less who created the earth. It seems like that they think that it was created to enjoy down here. And if you really believe that, you're gonna have gate trouble. You know why? Because Yahweh created the earth so that you would be in awe and that you would know. The first two chapters of Genesis is where we're going to begin this series. And we might, depending on how things go, you know, we're so excited tonight, and we're really charged up. I went to the post office today, and here was a money order, two money orders actually, for $1,000 apiece, and to add to what Yahweh's already done for us, 147,000 is our total right now. Our goal is 148 with closing costs, so we're about $2,000 shy. And the brother from the Midwest, the one that already donated 10,000, came through today with 2,000 more and challenged the folks listening in that want to be a part of the King's Gate Inn to ante up, pony up, as we say down here in the South. And let's get this property. It will belong to Yahweh, and we will claim it here next Monday night, a week from tonight. I hope to be on the radio telling you that it's a done deal, that the deed has been purchased by those who have been so thoughtful about the Creator. That's why I want to talk about this Creator who has made this awesome place and put these awesome people who have given right out of the bottom of their heart and their soul and their pocketbook. I mean, some went deep into their pocketbook to help supply our needs for a fee site. It's going to be 20 glorious acres at the King's Gate Inn, located in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Already, we know that Yahweh's done supplied $147,000. And we're just awesomely thrilled that there's a Creator in the universe, and that's why I want to talk about the Creator and the universe and where He was and how many breaths that you breathe or you're permitted to breathe on an average in the earth as we go through the series. I might just tell you tonight, basically, how many of these breaths that you will breathe, and that it's called breathing in the Bible. The Hebrew word is neshama. Oh, the heart needs to be neshamad also. That means that the oxygen to the brain. You see, we just don't know how that Yahweh did this thing out of nothing. How he created the universe out of nothing. It's just so marvelous. I look up at the moon and the sun and some of the stars that I've watched through my telescope, and I am just, how did he do it? How did he set these planets in motion after he created things out of nothing and hung them there on nothing? It's beyond me. It's an awesome, just like Alan Jackson, a great talent, sing, and how great thou art, Yahweh. Oh, my. Did you know that the heart has so many beats per minute, and it has so many beats per hour, and it has so many beats per day? But did you know that the normal respiratory rate is somewhere around 8 to 14 breaths per minute? Now, you would breathe faster if you were running or if you were exercising. The more strenuous exercise you engage, the more that your breathing labors and increases. But did you know that in a day, you would have, depending on the 2 to 16 or 17 beats per minute to average, that you would have 720 or up to 960, depending on your respiratory rate, beats per hour. Now, 720 an average. And in a day, you would have 17,000 times that you breathe. Are you conscious of neshamine or breathing? 17,280 times per day you would breathe. Now, if you become aware of your breed, and let's say that you're not feeling too good and you're not getting a lot of oxygen, and you labor for your breath, or let's say you run a race and you say, I'm dying to breathe, or I'm out of breath. But think about the awesomeness of the reason that Yahweh hung the universe on nothing and created out of nothing. It was for you. Now, I'm not talking about the average Joe in the world. I'm not talking about the family that came from a far country. Now, before there was anything growing in the earth, it was transplanted from somewhere else. Meaning it had its origination, and we're going to talk about the origination of the planet Earth. But we're so thrilled about 20 acres of a state and all of the things that Yahweh has created out of nothing, and we basically created 20 acres of space reserved only for Him. We serve no other God but Yahweh. And through the love and the neshamine of the breathing hearts and souls and minds that has seen fit to send us or supply us 147,000 tonight. We're $1,000 short plus $1,000 closing cost. So we need $2,000 that John has mentioned that if you would take his challenge and match and send me tonight $2,000, tomorrow night I'll announce it. You can call me after the program or you can assure me that's in the mail. We'll be looking for your letter or your telephone call that we can close this deal out next Monday night. I hope to have good news in this created universe of all the expanse, all the other planets. Oh, man, it's unlimited. It's endless. The stars. Calls all of them by name. What a mighty Yah we serve. Heaven and earth adores Him. Angels praise Him day and night. And a few people of Neshamine, breathing Yahweh. Christ, the Aneshima, or the anointing, dwelleth in you. And if He is in you, the body is a new vessel meant for the Master's use. Lay not up your treasures where the thief and the moth and the, you know, and things happen to your money, cankers or whatever. So then, 17,280 breaths per day. And you take about 15 breaths a minute. And in 1 hour, you have 900 to approximately. And in 24-hour days, you would have 17,280 to 2,300 and 40 breaths, that's an average, depending on, like I say, your state of condition or your activity in the physical body. But on an average, 17,280 breaths. Did you know that Yahweh knows how many times you breathe? Did you know that He knows how many hairs on your head? Did you know that your days are numbered? You can add nothing to it. That's when I got a death sentence pronounced upon me that I knew that death is inevitable. I've been serving Yahweh for over 50 years trying to get ready to die. But I have enough knowledge now that to die is gain. Now, why would I want to die and leave this beautiful expanse of the universe that was created just for me? Well, before a grain of wheat, can sprout and bring forth, it has to die. It has to germinate. And so you see, by Neshamine, you know, just like you sneeze and you got a cold, well, you're spreading germs all over the world or all over the expanse, basically, in a microcosm way. But did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that if you was to breathe just 17,000 times a minute, now, or a day, 17,000 plus, did you know that your beats per minute would match what Yahweh's done for you in planning and creating, if you will, a way for you to know and to understand that today's game, because these things are laid up for you. Now, let me show you something. People are wanting to be raptured out and go somewhere. When you die, there is a fixed world that you go, and it's called rest. It's the fourth commandment analogy of where you go after death. There's a place prepared for you, and it's called in the Bible paradise. That's not heaven. See, where Yahweh dwells was not where he went. He went first to the lower worlds and preached to the disobedient sons of Yahweh, the ones that had breath and had died, and he went to a place where they quit laboring for breath. Now, Neshama in the spirit world is without breathing. You don't never have to breathe anymore. Now, you never know what kind of a labor it is to breathe until you get sick and you have to struggle and fight for breath. If we were, it's marvelous how we were made. We basically, most of the time, now psychologically we probably know every breath we take and the labor of breathing. But if you will take notice of your breathing, it exerts a lot of physical energy from your body just to breathe. Now, the mechanism that has been placed in your life, which is the oxygen that you need to live, it is created out of nothing. You can't see it. The wind, just like the wind, it blows, but you know the wind, the effect of it. You can see the effect, but you just don't know where it comes from. It's invisible. It's so marvelous. Light is marvelous. And ladies and gentlemen, the things that Yahweh has done for you is glorious. And no wonder that we can sing, "How great thou art." He is great. And he's marvelous. So, 17,000 plus times a day, you breathe. Now, you breathe with the grace of the Almighty. Your days being numbered, the hairs of the head you being numbered, the breaths being numbered. Yahweh knows when you're going to take your last breath. When he said on the torture stake, it's finished. And the Bible said he gave up his neshama, his breath. The oxygen had given out. That's the art of impaling upon the stake. It causes your muscles to tire and to give way, and the deeper it sags as you hang, the lower you hang, the more pressure is exerted upon the lungs to breathe. Think about when he breathed, this awesome man that the Bible says he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. All we've asked for in the last 3 weeks, now ladies and gentlemen, we have raised $147,000 from the brothers and the sisters. I had a sister today from Knoxville, Tennessee, who had been conflicting over a telephone bill, a dispute with AT&T. Now, that's a large company, and you don't really get a lot of favors out of that company. Well, she decided today to send me some tithes. And before she could almost get them in the mail... Now, remember, 2 years she'd been fighting with AT&T about a dispute that they had charged her too much money for her services. And the day that she mailed the tithes and offerings, when she put that in the mailbox, or actually I think she she had got the mail out and was had fixing to mail the tithe letter to me, came a check for 2 years of overcharging her. And she knew that it was Yahweh's will to send me some tithing. And she was so exuberant. I mean, her praise, and believe me, this sister loves to praise Yahweh and her husband, and they support me with their tithes and offerings out of Knoxville, Tennessee. But this was a special tithe. It was a giving tithe for the festival site. And the very day that she sent the festival site tithe, which I will get probably Wednesday or Thursday in the mail, she got this check from AT&T of a 2-year dispute. Now, it was quite a bit of money because she'd been overcharging. They overcharged her for 2 years. And so she was very excited and told me that, and it just lifted my faith. And I said, what an awesome Yahweh we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. Let the saints praise Him, for He dwelleth in the Neshama. He dwells in the praise of the saints who are created to praise Him, just like the angels in heaven who praise Him night and day. Every time we breathe, it's amazing how that when you breathe, it has a sound. It is awesome that Yahweh's breath, every time you breathe, 17,000 plus times a day on an average, you are proclaiming, it is awesome. That is the reason we sing to this God, our Savior. It is joy unspeakable. And by creating something out of nothing, we have exhibited for the last 3 weeks a drive for the fee site of 20 acres. Now that's two tens. That's a ten is a oneness witness. Two together is 11, which is Joseph's number, which is in fact the number of what we describe as the birthright son, the right to the throne, to sit there forever. Now, if you know that Yahweh has always existed, how long would that be? Have you ever measured time? If you really believe in the concept of time, can you comprehend a time when there was no time? In like manner, can you comprehend a time after time is finished and time will be no more? Can you comprehend that there will be no more time? So we won't be on the schedule. You won't have to hurry. Everything that you can believe for, and you're practicing right now, believe it or not, by sending your tithe and offerings to where Yahweh can be. You see, there's not many places on the earth where that you can read about Yahweh's festival, feast sites. Now, I know in Christianity, that the most dominant religions in the world, which is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all stem from the monotheistic Protestant Christian community. And we're going to address Genesis in the original creation series that we're going to talk about the theistic evolution, which means those who are evolutionary create-ism to create from evolving other than from something. You see, everything had to have an origin, origination. The question brings up the chicken and the egg. Now, the Scopes monkey trial, which is held down in Dayton, Tennessee, which, by the way, is not very far from where we're moving to in Sweetwater, Tennessee, to have our festival site there. We shall know this coming Monday when we will have access to the fee site property. We'll be announcing that to you, and we just can't wait. We really can't. We're within $1,000 of purchase price and $1,000 in closing cost. That's $2,000 that we need, and if you can meet our need, we appreciate a telephone call tonight. As we glorify the Creator, we're only trying to find, in this theistic world that we live in, which basically believes in evolution, we believe in creation. An intelligent source that wanted us to lay up our treasures in heaven where we can't see. We, by faith, we know that we walk by faith. Abraham sought this same city. And we know that the apostles on the day of Pentecost sold their possession and had all things in common, which is what we've done with this series. We started out with Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, where we knew that the dominant religion of Yahweh is to put your heart, your soul, and seek Yahweh first. Then everything else, if you give to Yahweh, just like the man in the Bible, when he sent before Peter to come, and that was Cornelius, the soldier who was given liberally out of his salary. Now, we know that he had to buy stuff just like you do today. We know that he had to have an automobile or a horse or a buggy, whatever he had comparable to that day. He spent money. He had a budget. But he was so awesomely inspired to remember Yahweh's house. And it became a memorial. When he prayed, Yahweh, have you ever thought about how many people pray every day? And I'm sure you're probably one of them, but have you ever wondered why Yahweh would single you out to answer your prayers and let others go? Is there some kind of a substance that moves Yahweh? Remember the woman that had the issue of blood? And she'd bled so long, and she said, if I can just touch his tassel attached to his robe. She said, if I can just do that, I know I'm going to be healed. And when she did manage to go through the throne and the crowd, and they were, Yahweh, Yeshua, Yahweh the Savior, he was such a celebrity. I mean, how would you feel if a man come through that all you'd have to do is cry out in anguish, like blind Bartimaeus, when he was crying out by the roadside, praying for vision. Couldn't see, but he could hear. He could hear the throne. He could hear the people pass by and shouting and trying to get his attention. And he cried. Think about his despair. He didn't know whether the Messiah was making his way through the crowd to him or whether it was going away from him, because he never heard his voice. He only heard the clamor of the people that sought this awesome God. Fear not, for God, Yahweh, shall come and visit you. He will save you. The one that walked among us was in the world, and the world was made by him. It wasn't an evolution. He did this his awesome self. Can you believe it? Christian people believe in the monotheistic viewpoint of a single God that created everything. Listen to this, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. 10th verse, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. Not them. Not us, we or they, but Him. He made the world out of nothing. He hung the stars out of nothing. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels praise Him. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. And He is the Prince of Peace. Can you grasp that? That He is the Mighty One. He is the rock that we lean on. He's the Savior that we trust in. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels praise Him. He is the Mighty One of Jacob. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh grant you the true mercy of Neshama. May the very breath you breathe, may it be in honor and praise of He that loved you from the foundation of the world and gave you the right to the tree of life. Oh my. We're not going to die. We're going to bless Him. And we're going to know that Yahweh is something that created out of nothing. Now there's a particular group of people in the world that have the ability to create money out of thin air. It's worked for thousands of years in invoking the wicked term usury over Yahweh's people. This is the same counterpart of hanging the world out of nothing. Now, I know that some people would take issue with this, that Yahweh would not or could not create out of nothing. Nothing. The Bible said the earth was void and without form. There was nothing there but darkness. Now that may be a mass. I don't know. When there was no mass, then how could there be any time and matter? Time and matter have always existed to some people's opinion. And that may be true. I'm not going to argue with that. It's like the theory or the question, which come first, the chicken or the egg? I'll let you decide. All I know is somebody made the chicken and somebody made the egg. That was up to him which one come first. That's beyond your knowledge to discern which one come first, the chicken or the egg. You said, well, the egg couldn't have got here without the chicken. So the chicken came first. But other chickens come from eggs. Now, the original beginning of that came out of nothing. There was neither a chicken or an egg. But He that created the chicken and the egg, it was His call to determine which one come first. Now you may argue on that for the rest of eternity, because there's never an answer. Just like there is a time when people really get confused on how time began. There had to be a time when there was no time. Are you with me? A time when there was no time. There's going to be a time in the future when there's not going to be any time no more. it's going to cease. Now, before it ceases, you must make a decision. Are you going to worship Him who hung the stars on nothing? He told Job, He said, where were you when I created the earth? When I hung all of the things that you see scattered above your head, which is marvelous. I mean, you see the moon. I mean, think about the tons and tons and tons and tons that it weighs. I mean, but it hangs suspended right in midair. I mean, out of nothing. It's got no props. It ain't got no wires. Man can't do that. Only the great I am. Only the one who holds the world in the palm of his hand. Now, if evolutionary creation is theistic evolution, it's the belief that God, Yahweh, presided over the earth. And according to the evolutionary process, to bring about the heaven and the earth. And according to this view, Genesis 1 and 2 need not to be interpreted literally, but rather figuratively or allegorically. And theistic evolution is popular with Roman Catholics, Jews, and liberal Protestants and highly educated people who have bought in that science, falsely so-called, has the answer to the creation. It doesn't. The same thing that has an answer to being born above versus being born below. Now, if you were born from above, you can't come to earth and be born again. For the spiritual kingdom, your name must be inscribed on the Lamb's book before you come from heaven, for no man has ascended into heaven first that he came from heaven. Now, that's a hard scripture. I can give you indications, or I can give you examples of those that came to the earth in bodily form, majestic, royal priest, or kings, or prophets. These men were chosen before the world begun. You were with them from the very beginning. Now, when is the beginning? If there's no end and no beginning, when is beginning? It has to be a point like the chicken. Now, in a physical form, the chicken lays an egg. So then, in a physical form, it will be the chicken that produces the egg that produces the chicken. Going back to its origination form, only Yahweh would have that answer because it defies science. Science can't directly give you a counter to this faith alone creation. Now, this theistic evolution, it holds that God created the universe and all basic life forms approximately 6,000 to 12,000 years ago in 6 24-hour days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that's as old as it is, then we're young chickens in the pen. But from everlasting to everlasting, before the world was, I am. And if you are before the world was, then you have a part in this faith venture. A faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see this. Now, if you really believe the evidence for creation and the order of creation, in the beginning, it had to have a specific time, just like the chicken. It had to be created before it was put upon the earth. It came from the distant stars, just like you did. For I said, no man will go back from which he came unless he came from that area. Now, if you're created out of the earth, you're going back to the earth. If you were created in the heavens, you're going back to the heavens. It's that simple. And so great is the message tonight of Yahweh blessing you and giving you an umbrella of faith that can't be seen, that incorporates a number of alternative perspectives to give you light at the end of this dark tunnel. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving through time, and we have to give an account. Here, we have to make the best of it. Tonight, I am so thankful for those who have decided to stay out of Wally World one day at least and send the tithes and offerings in to Pastor Buddy. Now, I'm behind on mail. If those of you haven't heard from me this month, don't worry. I've had so much on my plate this month, you will not believe how that I have been praying and running and plotting and planning, and I'm just so excited, and faith is building up, you know. So if you haven't got the monthly CDs that I normally send out to my tithers and those who write for them, I'll get them out. If I have to be a month late, so be it. Have mercy upon me and pray for me to get this property. We've got to get it locked in next Monday, just 1 week from tonight. I pray. Now, if the earth was created in 7 days, or if one day is 1,000 years, as the Bible could express itself, you see, these paradoxes, they unfold before your eye. It was it 7 days? 7,000 years? 700,000 years? Or whatever. Time means nothing to Yahweh. Before where He is, there is no time. Now, His reckoning for earth is, I believe, in years, because He told Adam, He said, the day that you eat, or the day that you participate in what I told you not to do, you're going to die. Well, He died after 900 years, 960, 40 years shy, and the 40 years symbolizes the plight of Adam in tribulation. 40 years of tribulation to add to his life, and then it gradually began to shorten down after Adam, because we begin to sin as we went through the earth, and our mind was continuously on evil until there was a terrible consequence, because the Bible said, you shall reap what you sow. From this man that created the earth out of nothing, demands everything from you. Now, the Bible said, the fox hath holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but Yahweh has no place to lay his head. Here, those who have contributed to our place in Sweetwater, Tennessee, the Kingsgate Inn, where you can rest the weary, you can learn, you can pray, you can fast, you can study, you can come and joy, and you can lift up your praise to Yahweh, for Yahweh dwells in your praise. The Neshama. In the beginning, Yahweh Neshamad Adam. He breathed the life force into his being and said, live forever, O Adam. Satan said, I'll see that you don't. So the physical man was restricted. The spirit man was imprisoned, and we dwell now in a physical body, trapped. You can be all miserable. You can hoard your gold, hoard your silver, hoard your dollars, hang on to them, be jealous, envy, spiteful, resentful. Or you can lift up your voice, with a shout and an acclamation. How great thou art, Yahweh, out of this earth. I want to help make possible 20 acres to set you in the center of this property in Sweetwater, Tennessee, to always have the gate of the King's Gate Inn open, where you can come and fellowship the joy unspeakable and the full of glory, and stand up and be counted with the 17,000 breaths a day that you take. Now, where did Yahweh come from? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the series. And wherever He came from, if you're His, you were with Him. Now, where was that? How long ago was that? Well, the cosmetologist or the astrophysicist came up with the theory of the Big Bang. That's what we're going to talk about in our next message. We've got to close now. Our time has come and gone. And tonight, I want you to think about, I'd like to leave you with this thought. As Alan Jackson said, how great thou art. Blow the shofar. Where I am, there you may be also. Wouldn't it be nice to have a place on earth where you wouldn't have to listen to someone fuss and argue and contend with each other and be jealous and spiteful and envy and always bringing up negative things? Wouldn't it be nice to be among people who are neshamad with the praise of Yahweh on their lips, who are too happy to be sad? And too happy to be filled with the spirit of envy and pride and lust and deceit and anger. Oh man, those are negative spirits that draw you down into the karma, the muddy, dirty cement of karma. It's hard to break out and to humble down. It takes much prayer and fasting. Some people go to their grave with a grudge. It'd be better for you to open your mouth and let Yahweh fill it with praise and honor and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, I just got a call today also from my sponsor, Brother Paul, who is 1-800-253-2748. And for StemTech, this is a great product. It's expensive, but it's a great product. It is a modern invention of stem cell technology. It's in this bottle that we pray. And if you need some, call Brother Paul, who called me today and told me that he had just put me $1,000 in the mail. And I should have it by Wednesday. It's going to be priority, $1,000. So now we only need $1,000 to close on. When we get all of this in, by faith we trust. We know Brother Paul, he sacrificed, but he got her in there. Praise Yahweh. So by this time tomorrow night, I'm expecting somebody to call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, don't worry about that $1,000. It's in the mail. And it's a done deal. When I get Paul's $1,000, I'll have $148,000 to lay on the table of the owners. They're precious, and we appreciate them. And they're wanting to go north. We're going to oblige them. And by the 20th of this month, we will set out the table and lay $148,000 of your tithes and your offerings, special tithe and offering, for 20 acres of holy ground. where and the physical and the mental and the spiritual all meet together to have our needs fulfilled. We're still spiritual people. We're still physical people. And we're still mental people. We're working on the mental to change the physical into accepting the spiritual and His will in our life. Come and be a part of it. Join us. Now, we're going to need a lot of money for the building. We don't have one dime for the building. We haven't even started a fund drive for the building. We're going to build a building to have the comfort of a place for you to come and be in all the elements. Trust me, we just got out of Passover with a tent over our head and it rained every day. And it washed and washed and washed. But praise Yahweh, it never washed our praise and honor of a super creator. It didn't wash that out of our heart. We were still as faithful at the end of the feast and more so than we were at the beginning. We went through hardship. Our feet got wet and muddy. People had to set out and in the rain. We didn't have much a place to get in how the elements. But I'm thankful for the troopers that kept the faith and didn't deny His name. We were just blessed. Now, tomorrow night we're going to talk about, I'd like to give you a good report tomorrow night. Make it so. Call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, you can count on that $1,000 to close out. That's going to be a little bit more than 1,000, but we need 1,000 base. And then the brothers and sisters that will be there with me at the closing, we'll go in our pockets if we have to make up the difference. But praise Yahweh. How awesome. Oh, Yahweh, my God. I see the stars, the work of your hand. You hung it on nothing. It's awesome. Now, I have a spiritual aspect. Other people have an educational aspect of seeing. They explain what Yahweh's done in scientific terms. I can't do that. I'm not a scientist. I don't understand the electric being of electricity. I don't know how to wire. I don't know how to... I just don't know all these things that people that are educated know. And that's my fault because I failed to get it. But I kept my mind since I was 19 years old. I laid in the caves of Tennessee here in this little county that I've lived in for well over at least 65 years right in this same county. I was born in the next county over. Went to my first day in school in that county, in Granger County, Tennessee. Thornhill. I was born in Thornhill. And I've had a thorny path to follow by getting to the identity message that I preach today of who we are and who He is and what we're all about. He's awesome. Oh, splendor. The heavens of heavens. It's a time for all things. There was a time to be born, a time to die, and a time to raise up, and a time to bless, and a time to curse, and a time to gather, and a time to scatter. When that's a time to gather. Let our neshama, let our breath be praised. I'd like to see 10 sisters on the altar with tambourines. I'd like to see Brother Odell sitting in the on stage with our drums. Sister Thama, she can't keep a guitar in her hand for shouting. But praise Yahweh. She throwed a $1,000 bass guitar, and so help me. I had my guitar strapped, and I had it turned around, wasn't even playing, but she got happy. She started shouting, and she went one way, and the guitar went the other, and I caught it in midair, a $1,000 Fender bass guitar. And I just really shouted, and then I went to shouting for catching the guitar. Praise Yahweh, because I didn't have enough $1,000 to buy her a guitar with. But boy, she don't care. When the Spirit gets on her, it's her and Yahweh having a great time. Praise Yahweh. And she'll shout, and other brothers and sisters love to shout the neshama of our very spirits, lifting up, praising Yahweh, and He comes down and dwells in our spirit, which will be gathered, Yahweh willing, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and we're hoping to get in there this festival. If we're not, we're going to be disappointed, but we're not going to quit. We're going to be somewhere. It's just like the old song, we'll be somewhere listening before the sound in the mulberry tree, the holy neshama coming down with joy unspeakable again and full of glory. I love you, and may Yahweh richly bless you tonight, and may He keep you, and I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night, sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Write me or call me. Call me tonight. Let me know you got $1,000 in the mail for us. And I'll announce it tomorrow night. And we'll praise Yahweh and Anashama. We will praise Him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Many blessings. And Yahweh keep you. And I love you.
And the sword in his hand, riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes, and the sword in his hand. Riding a white horse across this land, calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride?